Bless you. Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. You're not listening to a religious program, but Richard just sneezed, so I said, God bless you, just as we came back. Joining me now is a local builder, Central Coast builder, Gary Grossman, company's Inland Pacific Builders and Coastal Community Builders, and he's got a project right now that he's going to talk about a little bit, and he's going to talk a little bit about the market and what he's been doing and why he kind of threw the dice and thought that things would be turning around, and now he's coming out with a bunch of projects on the market. Seems to be pretty good timing. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Gary Grossman.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Doing great. I'm doing great. And just so I get the pronunciation, the project that you have now, is in Solvang?
Well, we have actually three projects that are going that are vertical, where we're actually building houses and have waiting lists. And we have actually 13 other projects that are in the process of just about to be going, where we'll be moving dirt and going vertical on those houses. So probably right now we have 200 homes that are being in various states of construction, and we'll be pumping that up to about 1,000 and maybe 1,200 homes in the next year.
And so that's the other 13 projects,
yeah,
maybe 1,200 homes, but currently three projects totaling about 200 homes. The only one I know about, and you can tell us about them all, but before we do that, I was curious to hear a little bit about your background and how you jump back into the market. But just so I get the pronunciation,
yeah,
is it the Vistas at Skit Mesa?
Yeah, the Vistas at Skit Mesa, and that's in Solvang, and that's 128 really beautiful lots, beautiful homes that we are building currently right now. We have a very large waiting list, but it's a really spectacular property that's priced right. And then we have Mesa Verde, the Vistas at Mesa Verde in Orcutt. Those are larger homes on view lots, and probably the most premier lots in all of Orcutt. And then we have the Vistas at Mission, which are view lots in San Luis Obispo.
And Orcutt, isn't that where they moved the Far Western restaurant?
They did. Thank me, you know, it's great because I love the Far Western.
And you're not too far from there. So up in Orcutt, those are on larger parcels. The Vista at Mission is in San Luis. And
yep,
now we got this Solvang one, Skit, the Vistas at Skit Mesa,
yeah,
and that's S-K-Y-T-T.
Which, yeah, it was from the old Skit family, one of the original families and homesteads in the Solvang area.
So you're keeping the theme. All three projects start with Vistas.
Yeah, because this line of our homes are all related to view properties. They all have really beautiful views, and they're in very natural surroundings. And one of the themes much of our project has to do with view connection. We built a lot of homes along the ocean area corridors of Pismo and Shell Beach. And then in San Luis Obispo, our properties are all view-based, where they overlook downtown or they overlook Madonna Mountain. At Skit, they overlook the beautiful Los Padres Forest and all the meadows. And so, yeah, we like to call it the Vista so people get it right from the beginning. they get a view.
So you have been developing for about 25 years, a building developing, and from the sounds of the towns, where I guess we're calling that the Central Coast,
yes,
Orcutt, San Luis, Pismo, yeah, Shell Beach, and
San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Templeton, and Paso Robles.
Wow. Well, some good wine country,
yep,
up there. So you got the Far Western in Orcutt, wine country. Got a lot of good company up there. Do you know Bobby Lee Kelly?
You know, I don't.
She lives in Santa Maria, and she was the first rodeo queen back in maybe the 50s, and she's a good friend of mine.
Well, I lived in Santa Maria, and when I first moved here from Los Angeles, after I graduated college, I moved here in 1988 and lived in Santa Maria for the first 3 years, and went to all the rodeos, and my heart is in Santa Maria. I love it there. I moved to Pismo Beach because of its sort of central area to all of our development. I'm also a big beach fan too, and I love, you know, one you know thing that's so spectacular about our community is that you can go horseback riding or be in a rodeo or be in a kayak on the ocean or being playing golf or going wine tasting. It's pretty much all got everything.
Yeah, yeah. She and believe me, given a choice, nothing against Santa Maria, I think I'd probably go to Pismo Beach too. But she's basically Bobby Lee Kelly. She's basically my second mother. And but you said something about the different things you can do is kind of a microcosm of California, where you have so many different climates and the ability to enjoy it all. Talking with Gary Grossman, who is a developer for 25 years, the Coastal Community Developers, or is it Builders?
Builders.
And Inland Pacific Builders. And so it's coming up a couple of 128 homes up in Solvang, called the Vistas at Skit Mesa, and it's SKYTT if you want to Google it, SKYTT, the Vistas at Skit Mesa in Solvang. So you got a lot of balls in the air and building a lot of projects in the pipeline, and as you put it, going vertical. I like that. We had a guest on once. No, I won't go there. So what made you take a look in your crystal ball and forecast that, you know what, maybe I should start buying dirt or maybe projects that were, I don't know, any of these projects half built or partially built, or what prompted you to jump in?
Well, I've been developing here for 25 years, and markets are cyclical. People, you know, forget about the fact that housing is very similar to stock in the sense that over a long term, it always goes up, but over short terms, there can be spikes where it goes up too high and goes, and then will drop back down. And so you usually see a sort of spiky trend, but it always heads up, and you don't have to think back very far, maybe to your grandparents, what they paid for their house, or your parents, what they paid for their house, and what you paid for your first house, and you can draw a line and see that it goes on a, you know, direction that it goes up. And what you really have to watch is how much supply is coming on the market, and if there are factors that are sort of false inflation factors that might be pushing up or driving up prices. And so I've been through a few rounds. I started in 88, where pricing got very high by 1990, and during the 90s they lowered, and then they got very high in the early 2000s. And it was, a lot of different aspects that led to that bubble being burst. And
any painful circumstances that you get caught in during that time?
I've been a very, very smart and lucky person because I watch the numbers of the houses that are coming out and the reasons why people are buying. And so actually, in late 2005, we sold our housing portfolio to another company, and I chose this to lay low. I have a commercial portfolio on the central coast of shopping centers, from the Acorn Plaza in right near Far Western to Town Center West and downtown Santa Maria and all the way up to the coast. And so I chose to concentrate on those and just wait.
And so you thought things were on fire, 2005. You probably left some money on the table because things went up a little bit in 06 and 07. But in the end, yep. you were insulated and you got out and yep. You didn't get bit.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. Unfortunately for me, I love building houses. I am. The reason I do it is because I really, really love what I do. And I have assembled just a spectacular team. And so... It was more of a sad thing for me because I wasn't able to do what I really, really loved doing for a while, and I had to let the inventory get sold out and taken care of. And about a year ago, last January, we started noticing trends where the lower ends of the markets were getting bought up as for rentals, and then there was no lower end housing left, and it started shifting up one step at a time. We started watching inventories go from 18 months down to 12 months, down to 6 months, and by November it was down to maybe 1 month.
November of
last year.
Yeah, and let me point out, so when talking with Gary Grossman, a builder developer for 25 years, by the way, I started in real estate in 1988, same year you started in your business. He's got a couple of companies, Inland Pacific Builders, Coastal Community Builders, and right now he's got 128 homes in Solvang that you can check out, I guess, online at Vistas at Skit Mesa, S-K-Y-T-T. And when people throw out number of months of inventory, it's a formula that some economists use, and they'll take what's on the market and divide it. Some computation that I don't always use because I don't love it, but I think when you look at it over a period of years, it does forecast something. But the hypothetical is that if how long would it take, how many months would it take to sell the number of listings we have on the market right now? Because if you've been selling 10 listings a month and you have 100 listings, so you got 10 months worth of inventory or something like that?
Yeah, and what I try to do is make it more simple. I'll actually track the houses and say, wow, that house was on the market for 6 months, or that house was on the market for 28 days. And I'll start to focus and draw my own chart, sort of dots on a line that says, well, if there's a 1,500 square foot houses at $300,000 are selling in the 28 to 32 day period, and they're selling X amount of them, I start to notice that that's a real trend. Then I'll look and say, well, how many of them are there? Geez, there's not very many of them. And that's where I start to focus my product lines, is to where, it looks like there's high demand and low inventory, low supply. And I look and see how much supply can be brought out. Sometimes in our area, because all in California especially, it's very hard to entitle properties. And so right now what people don't really understand is that there's not that many projects that are entitled. There's not that many homes that are actually ready or able to come out. And so,
why don't you define that for people when you have a project and you call it entitled? Define that.
Well, if you start with a piece of your neighbor's land that used to grow strawberries or lettuce, but you want to have houses there, you have to go through a very long and arduous process to get it to the point to where it is entitled to be able to have houses and the number of houses that you want. In some cases, it's impossible. In some cases, it takes 20 years. In some cases, it may take 5 or 7 years versus worth of studies and reports and public hearings. And that in itself is part of the reason why we have a lot of boom and bust, because unfortunately, when the market starts to heat up, everybody tries to get their projects through, but sometimes it takes 10 years. And you don't know where the market's going to be in 10 years from now. So are you
saying that you were able to buy properties that were entitled, fully entitled?
Yeah, that's what we're our focus is, to buy properties that had remained, that are entitled or were finished or, had been partially built. Because right now, and I think for the next 3 years, there's going to be a complete undersupply of housing. We're watching it right now. We're watching houses increase in value and the percentages every single month right now.
Right. When you mentioned the 10-year entitlement battle, it reminded me, I think it's Matt Osgood.
Yeah.
For the project on the ocean. What's the project there?
There's four, there's a Spanish Spring project in Pismo Beach. There's a very large project in Paso Robles. There's a couple of projects down in Santa Barbara. And these projects have been taking 20 years to get entitled. And so, in general, you don't see giant amounts of oversupply here, although the last round in late 2006 was a combination of oversupply and a very poor mortgage lending policies.
We have now, of course, I don't know anything and I don't follow anything on the Central Coast in your specific areas, but the South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta, been working this market since 1988 and doing this program for a while. And I just kind of noticed, it just kind of popped out at me, that on the 40 ninth week of the year, 2012, was the first turnaround where we had fewer listings in escrow than we did at the same time the prior year. And we had a run of about a year and a half where every time I did the weekly multiple listing update, we had more listings in escrow than we did the prior year. And then, of course, 2012, increased the number of sales 34% over 2011, increased the number of condo sales 68% over 2011. So everything, more listings in escrow, more sales. And but for about a year and a half period, we always had more listings in escrow. But since week 49 of 2012, so going on about 12 weeks now, compared to last year, we have fewer listings in escrow. However, and just to illustrate what you said about the inventory, right now we have 304 listings as of the ninth week of the year 2013, single-family residences from Carp to Goleta. We have 304 listings that someone could look at that are not in escrow. And last year at this time, we had 415. And 2011, 490, 516, 574, 500, going backwards to 208. 500 on the market and 208, and today 300.
Yeah, and there's a big, and there's a, several differences that people are not, you know, if you really start to pay attention. One is, think about everybody who was 21, 22 years old in 2006. They're now 28. 29, they probably have married and have kids. And so you've got a whole new generation that has been waiting. You've got generations that have not been buying houses for the last 5 years, and they're now available to buy houses. There's actually pretty good employment and pretty high salaries. Inflation has, you know, crept up in its ways. We see food more expensive, gas more expensive. We're seeing salaries more expensive, and so.
Do you mean salaries have increased?
Yeah, salaries have increased. If you're, you know, most salaries have increased by a percent or two every single year in the last 5 years. And you couple that with the fact that rents are very high, but mortgage rates are really low. So it, in a lot of our areas in Santa Barbara right now, you know, you can see rents at $2,000 a month. But you can actually buy a house and your mortgage might be $1,700 a month.
It's a great point. And these interest rates seem to have been stable. They jumped, you know, just a little scotch went up a little bit, but now they're back down. And if things go as everyone's predicting, they're not going to really jump up this year. Anticipating that?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to go up slowly over the next 3 years. I am anticipating them going up slowly over the next 3 years. This is an amazing time. I don't know about you, but even my parents did not have 4% interest that they could buy a house with. I remember my mom had a 6% loan, and she thought that was spectacular. I think this is spectacular time in our history for our area because houses are very low priced. Interest rates are at their lowest, but supply is going down. It's going to go down really fast, and it's going to start to press housing prices up. And that's my prediction. I really believe over the next 3 years, housing prices are going to escalate, you know, fairly briskly.
Well, talking with Gary Grossman, he's a builder, a developer for 25 years, Inland Pacific Builders and Coastal Community Builders, and we just got about a half minute left, Gary, and the project. Up in Solvang, Skit, the Vistas at Skit Mesa, S-K-Y-T-T, if you want to Google that. I don't know if you follow Mark Schneep at all.
Yes.
But he sent out his newsletter here in the ninth week of the year 2013 and basically was patting himself on the back for telling people in 2011 it was a good time to buy. And really echoing all the points you just made about interest rates, housing, affordable, mortgage rates down, prices down, and saying that he's looking forward to things going up. Just as a final few seconds, price range at the Vistas at Skit Mesa and Solvang?
Mid 400s to a low 500s, very, very, very good value, 1,600 square feet to 2,200 square feet on 10,000 square foot lots. Ooh. Beautiful, beautiful neighborhood.
Oh, you're not sardined in there. That's 10,000 square feet. That's a good parcel. Hey, Gary Grossman, thank you very much, and congratulations, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, when a guy wants to build 128 homes and he's got two other projects that added about another 70 homes, so in the process of going 200 homes, then he's got other projects going, or he potentially build another 1,200 homes. He's rolling the dice, and he won. He did roll the dice, and he seems to be, God forbid, something awful happens. You know, the economy is, of course, prone to that. But good for him. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Motoring with Mark.